You know, the original version, as promised by then candidate for governor, Scott Walker, was to provide some relief to small businesses around the state from our burdensome income or franchise tax. And to do that, he promised the small businesses of the state that he would entertain legislation to reduce the income tax by 1% if you had 50 employees or less, the true small businesses, Main Street businesses in the state of Wisconsin. Well, the governor was elected, and that turned out to be impractical, and so he had drafted special session Senate Bill 7, the relating clause of which reads, "Who cares?" Don't care about that campaign promise to deliver real income tax relief to a wide, wide spectrum of small businesses around this state. Who cares? If that's not possible to count those 50 employees accurately, I got another idea. Let's give income tax relief of 15% off your income taxes to small businesses that have a gross receipts of $250,000 or less, and we'll give a kind of a declining small business tax credit to those up to $500,000 in gross receipts. That was kind of the substitute version. But since this is all about marketing, and again, all about selling the sizzle and not the steak and making sure that Wisconsin is open for business, the co-chairs of the Joint Finance Committee said, don't know if we can afford what the governor has promised the small business people of the state. Don't know if we can afford that. So let's craft version number three. We'll give a tax deduction for job creation. After all, that's directly related to job creation. That's really what we're after. And so let's just screw the small businesses on main streets around this state who've been promised income tax relief, and we'll go with the tax deduction idea. And who cares? Since it's all about marketing anyway, who cares? But for small businesses across the main streets that I represent in the 12th Senate District, I think they're feeling a little disillusioned, maybe a little forgotten, because they were promised some income tax relief, which they're not now going to get, of course, unless they create jobs, and that's not, as has been said earlier today, likely to happen in a widespread way anytime soon. So I just wanted to rise and deliver a brief eulogy for the original version of this bill, which would have provided some true, widespread, up and down Main Street income tax relief for small businesses in this state. I'm going to vote for the bill. It makes no difference. Who cares? It's about marketing this state something we need to do. We need to be open for business. We need to be promoting the receptivity of Wisconsin to businesses who want to come here and businesses who want to expand here. We've been doing that for 10 years anyway, long before I got here. It'll happen long after I go, because this is a state that does welcome business, and we are open for business, and if we need to pass this bill to prove it in another way, in another version, who cares? Let's vote aye.